Welcome to Northeast Colorado Talks here on Farm Radio 1010 KSIR and, of course, online at KSIR.com. As I mentioned earlier, Madeline Morrison, the district manager for the Morgan Conservation District, joins us again in the studios. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Absolutely. Obviously, you guys are in the midst of your tree sales. And how are sales going?
Yeah, thanks for asking. They're going really well.
Good.
Yeah, we do still have quite a few trees available for customers if they are interested in planting. Trees are a wonderful value to your property. They can increase your land capability. They can also help a lot with the wind, the harsh spring winds that come through. So they help a lot with the soil erosion, wind erosion, as well as wildlife habitat.
And that's something we kind of touched on when you were here the last time is with the way the wind blows out here, whether it's springtime or in the fall when it kicks back up again, mm-hmm. It's never a bad idea to have wind breaks of some kind.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. The wind is really harsh, and everyone knows that the wind comes in very strongly in the spring every year, usually from the north or, northeast. So it's really important if you do have a lot of wind blowing and you have a lot of soil erosion as a result of that, that you do something to mitigate that. Our topsoil is rapidly decreasing across the U.S., and so it's really important that we retain that. That helps a lot with our agricultural producers, as well as, just the beautification of your property and making sure that everything stays in order.
And, of course, that all ties into your guys' mission as the conservation district. I mean, it's right there in the name, conservation. It's all about conserving the land that we have here.
Yes, exactly. We work with conserving natural resources, but originally the conservation districts were founded after the Dust Bowl to specifically work on addressing soil conservation needs.
When we talk about wind breaks, you mentioned the soil erosion piece, but those are even helpful for just protecting your property or protecting your livestock or anything like that, right?
Yes. For me personally, I've noticed that they really help with noise too. Even if you're out in the country, you might have noise from, neighbors, things like that, people driving by, and they can really help insulate the noise, block that out. They can help with any type of shelter for animals, especially in the winter when we get a lot of snow blowing. And you can get snow drifts either across roads or pastures where you have your livestock out. So we do recommend them for the use of snow fences as well. And then they also provide wildlife habitat. So whether you're trying to, build up your habitat to, lease it out for hunting, you want to use it for your own personal hunting, or you just want to see more wildlife around, we highly recommend planting windbreaks for that. It definitely brings the deer in, the rabbits in. And I know that they can be a little hard on trees for the first few years, but it's worth it over time as it provides much needed habitat for animals in this area.
When we talk about the trees in particular, in addition to selling the trees, you guys also provide some of the other stuff that they need to help ensure that those trees are successful.
Yes. Right now we sell fabric, which is wonderful for the suppression of noxious weeds. And so basically the fabric is laid down, ideally before you plant your tree, and then it's secured with staples, which we also sell so that it doesn't blow away with the wind. And then that really helps to maintain the moisture and to suppress the noxious weeds. In those first few years, the young trees really need all the help that they can get. They are hardy and they do well out here, but the more you can give them and support them, the better they will do, of course. And they do have competition with noxious weeds for water and nutrients in the soil.
And we don't have a lot of those out here. We don't have a lot of water or sometimes nutrients. So you want to help kind of swing things in their favor as much as you can.
Exactly. Yes. And we do have a lot of noxious weeds, unfortunately.
Yes, yes we do. You mentioned the trees themselves being hardy. You guys try to find trees that specifically are designed to do well in this sort of setting. Is that right?
Yes. We do look for trees that historically do well in this environment. So some of our most popular trees are Rocky Mountain junipers. That's my number one recommendation for a windbreak. It is a very hardy, drought-tolerant tree. It handles all different types of soils well. We have a lot of alkaline soils as well as really loamy, sandy, clay-like soils out here. And so it does pretty well regardless of the soil type. The second contender for that is Eastern Red Cedar. From a distance, they're almost indistinguishable from each other. But I like the junipers a little bit better. They fill out just a little bit more. But wildlife really like both of them, and they're attracted to both of them. We also do sell some shrubs and broadleaves that do well in this area. Plums are one of the shrubs that I recommend a lot for windbreaks that, again, animals really love. And they do really well to insulate and to provide, you know, that protection, whether it's from snow, wind, noise, pollution, whatever. And then, you know, some of our broadleaves, like our cottonwoods, they do really well out here. Bur oaks, hackberries do really, really well. Hackberries actually are extremely drought tolerant, and they used to be planted, you know, 100 years ago because of that reason.
So there's a lot of options there, and you guys will kind of walk folks through this and kind of help them find what works best for their situation, right?
Yes, yes. If you are unsure of what you want to plant or what you need or how to plant or how to space or anything like that, I can talk with you over the phone about that. You know, we do have some technical assistance for some of our producers who are enrolled in EQIP with NRCS. But for producers who are just getting started with this, I'm more than happy to help walk them through that. And then we also have some resources that we hand out when our trees are picked up.
So tell me more about the sale itself. It goes through the end of this month. Is that right?
So the deadline is actually going to be April 24th or by noon on April 25th. And then our trees will be delivered the next week. They are available for pickup May 1st and May 2nd from 8 to 4 at our office in Fort Morgan.
How do folks go about ordering if they want to get that done?
Yes, so we just have a few trees left on our website. But at this point, if you want anything else that isn't available, I can get it for you. You just have to order with me directly, and you can do so via phone or email. And all of my information is on our website. You can go to our website at www.morganconservationdistrict.com/shop. And you can give us a call at 970-427-3358 or on my cell phone at 720-361-6418. I'm also available via email at morganconservationdistrict@gmail.com.
Madeline, do you want to remind folks that when they purchase trees, is you're not just buying a tree, right? This is a bundle of tree seedlings.
Yes, we sell bundles of tree seedlings, and again, it's because we gear our program towards conservation and agricultural producers for the most part. However, if you're not, you know, able to buy a full bundle of 25, you don't have the use for a full bundle of 25, I definitely recommend getting in touch with some friends or neighbors, especially if you're looking for, you know, like a broadleaf or a shrub to plant in your yard. Most people will be willing to split a bundle with you, but at this point, yes, the trees are sold in bare root bundles of 25. For $45 plus tax. So it is a pretty good price for a seedling tree. Of course, you know, some people want larger trees, which unfortunately we don't carry at this point.
When you refer to it as a bare root seedling, what is the difference between that and, say, a tree that you go buy from the store?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so usually a tree that you're buying from, like, the store, or, you know, like, if you go to, like, Home Depot or Edwards in Fort Morgan, it's usually a much more mature tree. It's a few years old. It's going to be very expensive. And, you know, you'll see that because there has been a lot of water and care put into that tree. Our seedling trees are about a year or two old. And depending on the species, they're about 18 to 24 inches in their top height.
Oh, okay.
So they do come in and they're pretty tall. The roots are exposed, thus the term bare root. And the root balls are about a foot on most of them. So they have a pretty good root system, which is really good. That'll help with the survivability of the tree. But you know, some of our shrubs come in and, you know, they're just like little sticks, but they're pretty tall. So they'll definitely just, they'll take off if you give them some time.
Okay. Just, again, interesting stuff that you don't always think about. In addition to the tree sale, you guys also have a variety of other things coming up, including some pretty important meetings this month as well.
Yes. This month, we have our locally led work group meeting in coordination with Centennial Conservation District out of Sterling. And this meeting is a really wonderful opportunity for agricultural producers or people involved in agriculture and conservation to voice their opinions, to talk about their natural resource concerns, to talk about what they're seeing in their local area and what they would like to see in terms of funding, in terms of programming, in terms of technical assistance, you know, financial assistance, anything like that. And this is an open forum. It's a free and open meeting that anyone is welcome to attend to share these concerns so that we can better serve our communities.
when you talk about being a grassroots organization, this is like the very definition of that, is going out to the people and saying, help us help you.
Yes, exactly. And that was the whole purpose of the conservation districts when they were formed almost 100 years ago, was for them to be a platform for local producers to have these greater conversations, to relay this information to, you know, the federal government. So we work directly with NRCS for this meeting to help target, you know, different programs, different funding opportunities, different things that producers want to see in this area. So I really do encourage everyone to attend and share their opinions.
And who better to give those insights than the people that are doing this on a daily basis, the people who are impacted by these programs and decisions, et cetera.
Exactly, exactly. And agriculture is such an important part of our country and our economy, you know, both on a national level and globally. It's really what keeps the world going. So it's really important that we take everyone's concerns, you know, into account, and that we work towards just making it better for everyone.
When is that meeting?
That meeting is going to be April 24th. That's a Thursday, the last Thursday of May, from 12 to 1:30 at Sam and Louie's in Sterling. And we recommend that you RSVP by the Monday or Tuesday prior. And you can RSVP to me directly at 970-427-3358 or morganconservationdistrict@gmail.com.
And again, that's at Sam and Louie's here in Sterling. If folks can't make it to the meeting, can they still reach out to you and kind of share some thoughts and concerns for you to pass along?
Yes, they can reach out to us directly and share that. We also have an online survey I can share with them. But I understand, you know, it's kind of the middle of the day. Maybe not everyone's able to attend. So if you aren't able to and you have some important things you want to share in regards to agriculture and conservation, please reach out to us.
Again, Madeline, before we let you go, let's recap a little bit. First, the tree sales, you have until April 24th, right, to get your orders in?
Yes, April 25th at noon.
Okay.
Yes.
And they can do that on the website or reach out to you directly to get those in?
Yes. And all of my information is on our website, too. So again, our website is www.morganconservationdistrict.com.
And then those trees will be in, remind me, the 1st and 2nd of May?
Yes, May 1st and 2nd. And you can pick those up from 8 to 4 at our office in Fort Morgan.
And then the conservation meeting, the work group meeting, when is that again?
That is April 24th, 12 to 1:30 at Sam and Louie's.
Perfect. So the 24th of April is kind of a big day.
It is, yes.
Again, morganconservationdistrict.com is the website.
Yes.
And they can find all that information there as well.
Yes.
Did we cover everything you wanted to get to?
Yes, I think
awesome.
So. Thank you.
Madeline, thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Once again, Madeline Morrison, the district manager for the Morgan Conservation District, our guest. You're on Northeast Colorado Talks on Farm Radio, 1010 KSIR and KSIR.com.